We begin, though, with something else confusing: open enrollment for this year's covered California health plans, which kicks off today. There's been plenty of talk lately about increases in the cost of premiums associated with the Affordable Care Act. So how might this affect healthcare consumers here in the Golden State? Joining us now is Emily Bazar, senior correspondent for California Healthline at Kaiser Health News. Emily, great to have you back with us on Take Two.
Thanks, Alex.
By now, I think it's safe to assume most of our listeners have probably heard that the cost of health care associated with the Affordable Care Act is going to go up throughout the country. On average, how big of an increase might people see here in California?
In California, for 2017 plans, we're facing a 13.2% statewide average. But remember that the average doesn't mean a whole lot to the individual consumer, because the price of your premium really depends on so many factors like where you live, which insurer you choose, what level of coverage you have, and that kind of thing.
And how does this compare on average? And again, that number can be very flexible with other parts of the country.
Relatively speaking, California is still doing pretty well. A certain class of silver plans in the federal healthcare exchange, which is called healthcare.gov, they're facing a 25% average increase. And in other states, like in Minnesota, they're looking at a 50% average increase. So 13.2% doesn't look so bad, relatively speaking, but it does if you're an individual who is facing a big increase.
Right, if you're the one paying for it. And you do have some tips as to how to maybe lessen that pain a bit. But before I get to that, Emily, will you remind us, across the country, what's behind these increases?
There are a variety of factors that are contributing to the increases across the country. In California, I know that the increasing price of specialty drugs, for instance, have contributed to the rising premiums for next year. Peter Lee, who's the head of Covered California, has also said that the insurers that are participating in the exchange next year are paying out more for claims than they expected to pay. So people who have these Covered California plans are using them, and the insurers are saying that they weren't prepared for that amount of use, for instance. And finally, there is a federal program that is ending next year that, without getting into too many details, tried to moderate the price increases for plans that had sicker enrollees than other plans. And that kind of artificial moderation is going away. And that's why you're seeing this big bump in particular this year.
And if you want to lessen the pain that you might be seeing this year, there are some tips you've put together that folks can find on our website, take2.org. What's at the top of that list?
Well, I've always given people the advice that they should shop around, and that may not be something that people are used to doing for their health care coverage, but this year in particular, shopping around is going to be critical. If people want to avoid the biggest rate hikes, I'm sorry to say that they're probably going to need to be flexible. And that's going to mean, in general, are you willing to switch your insurer? And by doing that, that could mean that you lose your doctor. And some people don't want to lose their doctors. But that's one way you could reduce your premiums for next year. Or are you willing to switch from a PPO to perhaps a more restrictive HMO?
You also write about getting help. And there's some really interesting ways in which people are providing help on this front. Can you talk a bit about some of those?
Sure. And I suggest anybody who is renewing their coverage this year or signing up for the first time, they should reach out to a certified enrollment counselor or a certified insurance agent and get help from them. And the most important thing to remember is this is free, and these folks can really walk you through your options. They can ask you questions and get details about your life that may affect the price that you might not have known would be important if you did it by yourself. Some will even call if you're considering switching plans. They'll call the plan that you're looking into and find out if your doctor is covered by that plan. I've heard of enrollment counselors who will visit people's homes. I mean, this is a little bit unusual, but they'll visit people's homes. In one case, a woman who spoke only Mandarin, and so this enrollment counselor printed up all the material in Mandarin and in large print because she was an older woman so that she could understand all of those materials. So anybody who's listening to this can go to the Covered California website. It's www.covered.gov. coveredca.com, and you can go to a link on the website that says free local help to enroll.
One of your other tips is to personalize, which is to say you should really choose a health plan that reflects your current health status. There's stuff that we can't predict, but you usually know if you've got something major going on, you might want to acknowledge that. The final tip that you advise is to do the math. Can you explain how this works, especially in regards to tax credits?
About 90% of people who have covered California plans receive federal tax credits, and those tax credits reduce the amount that they have to pay each month in their monthly premiums. Now, as the rates increase next year, the tax credits will also increase next year. So all things being equal, let's say your income doesn't change because that's what the tax credits are based on. All things being equal, those tax credits will absorb some of your rate hikes. So you may not see the full reality of your rate hike if you're somebody who receives those tax credits.
Let's say, Emily, you're one of those California consumers who is looking at premiums going up. You're not able to find a more affordable health plan that you're happy with. Does it ever make sense for someone to just drop their coverage entirely and perhaps pay the penalty for not having health insurance?
That's a very individual decision, and again, another situation where people need to do the math. It's a choice that they can make for themselves, but the basic penalty next year for not having health insurance is going to be $695 per adult, or half of that for children. So that's a per-person fee that you would have to pay if you're not covered, or 2.5% of your adjusted annual household income, whichever is greater. And often, whichever is greater will point to your annual household income, and that will be thousands of dollars. So people need to really look at that and say, well, what would I have to pay in premiums versus what would I have to pay if I owed the Obamacare tax penalty?
Emily Bazar, senior correspondent for California Healthline at Kaiser Health News. You can find a link to her tips for reducing your rate increases on our website, take2.org. Thanks so much, Emily.
Thank you, Alex.